Well, it's been 9.5 long years of working behind the scenes in an underground complex. News even to Stephen Scott, who've not been aware of it. But, ladies and gentlemen, I think at this point I can confirm to you that I have been working with top-level psychiatrists and psychologists crafting the Republican mind control machine. And we are very, very pleased with the outcome. And we are furthermore convinced that, as long as we continue to deploy this unit, we will start to win record numbers of, people in 2020. Now, we've had several different models, but finally we got the external appearance tweaked just exactly right, and we released it out into the world under the name of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is now proceeding to go through the entire political spectrum and receiving all of the press coverage that we built into her from the beginning. And she is, in record order, basically executing our master plan. And our master plan is to create somebody in a laboratory who looks and sounds so much like a Democrat that people will believe it's a Democrat. But here's the key. We programmed this one to tell the truth.
Can you do that?
Genius! It's
no
so
wonder it took 9.5 years.
Yes, excellent. Yes, yes, excellent. Yes, we program one to tell the truth, and that's exactly what's happening. So now, to the benefit of Republicans everywhere, Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as CQ9762 Model 2, has been speaking the truth of what Democrats actually believe and getting press coverage. And now we find ourselves in a situation where going into 2020, Donald Trump is going to be running against a party that's in favor of banning air travel, in favor of banning sea cruises, in favor of getting rid of your car, your house, making you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to remodel your house so that you no longer burn cheap, affordable, clean natural gas, but rather expensive and highly inefficient green resources. And I'm not joking about this, and I'm really as serious as I can be. Steve, let's start with you. She is the darling of the left, and she's barking mad. She's not barking mad, actually. She's not. She's not crazy. She's just exceedingly uneducated,
yeah,
and believes in fairy tales. But the thing of it is, Steve, is that she is doing something that even Bernie Sanders, who was technically an independent, really, for most of his career, doesn't do. She's young, she's attractive, everybody loves her, she's a socialist, and she's talking about the Green New Deal. And the Green New Deal is going to mean victory for the Republicans in 2020.
It sure looks that way right now. I hate to make predictions, especially about the future, as Yogi Berra, I think it was, quipped. But yeah, you put her front and center wanting to ban cows and air travel. Man, here's what we do. We're going to fly the cows away on the planes that'll disappear to wherever that one flight did in the Indian Ocean a couple years back. No, back in 2009 or 2010, I wrote a Vodka Punnett column called The Manchurian President, and it was about Barack Obama. It was before the 2010 midterm election, you know, where the Republicans just swept the House, you know, however many seats that was, and started this long this 8-year process of the Democrats under Obama's presidency losing something like 1,000 seats nationwide. And as I said, I wrote this column before any of this started to happen in the election polls, and I said only a guy who is a secret Republican mole would pursue these policies that are going to do so much harm to his own party. And sure enough, going into 2016, the country was in such a mood after 8 years of Obama that not only did they turn out 1,000 Democrats during his administration, but then the safest Democrat ever to run against this upstart, brand new Republican that a lot of people never liked and never were going to like, couldn't win. Donald Trump won in 2016 in no small part because of this Manchurian president, and then because Hillary Clinton is just the most unlikable person since, I don't know, Stalin and Hitler had a love child. But that aside, looking at 20... Bill, you made a face. That aside, looking at 2020, the Democrats are really beholden to the wing of the party, the Democratic Socialists, that... they can't allow a schism in the party, and they can't allow these democratic socialists to sit on their hands in 2020, because if they couldn't beat Trump in 2016 when he was an unknown, unlikable upstart, how are they going to beat him in 2020 when he's got all the advantages of incumbency, what is presumed to be a still humming economy, and all the rest? It's nuts. And I love you, Bill, for having created her in your basement.
I didn't do it by myself.
I won't ask.
I painted on the eyebrows.
It takes a village.
That was the part that I did.
She has very nice eyebrows.
Thank you very much. It took years. Years. You have no idea how many models we threw out just because the eyebrows weren't perfect.
It's like that scene in Alien 3.
Next. But Scotty, you know, despite all the flippancy, I'm as serious as I can be. She has almost single-handedly painted them into a corner. When she announced the Green New Deal, people like Kamala Harris and I just saw Nancy Pelosi leaving a podium in distress, as she's wont to do. But after having stood up and basically said, well, you know, the details are still not very clear. What the Green New Deal shows is that the American people are excited about the idea of having no jet travel and having no cars and having no cruises and having to become indebted to their contractors for $700,000 worth of retrofits to their houses. We're real excited about this. And exit stage left. So what happens, Scott? She continues to stake out the far left position. She's a Democrat with a D. She's an open socialist. And all of the Democratic socialists, all of the left is following her and talking about her like she's actually making sense. How do the Democrats recover from this without either disappointing the far left to the point where they either don't show up or start their own party, or going along with this, please, and making it Donald Trump versus, you know, Bacon. Donald Trump and Bacon versus the Democrats, basically, is what I meant to say.
And kale.
Bacon versus kale. The Bacon versus kale election, that's precisely correct, yes.
I think there are other possible scenarios here. I am not willing yet to write off one of the shrewdest, most powerful, vindictive politicians in a generation, Nancy Pelosi. She's no dummy. Yeah. She may not perform well in front of the cameras, but she performs well in the private room. She's a good buttonholer, as they used to say. She knows how to keep her party, her caucus in line, and she's done it quite effectively. She's a masterful fundraiser. And so I can't help but thinking either what you're saying is happening, or Pelosi is actually kind of has a tacit arrangement with Ocasio-Cortez that basically says, you go, girl, get out there, run your mouth.
To hang herself with,
You know, because a couple of things, for a couple of reasons. Pelosi understands that she is in the September of her years and of her tenure. She and her colleagues are all aged and are having a hard time reaching a new generation of Democrats. She knows intuitively the genuine appeal that Ocasio-Cortez has with the Instagram crowd, and she knows that if they're going to continue to bring in millennials and whatever the generation after that is, that she's going to need people like her. I think she also knows something else. It's not just that she's letting Ocasio-Cortez run off at the mouth about things that Pelosi thinks are insane. I think Pelosi wants Ocasio-Cortez to move the Overton window. I think she wants her to be in a position to push the envelope, so to speak, to broaden the realm of the discussion so that when she actually comes forward with legitimate proposals and what her party actually hopes to accomplish, that there'll be a lot more playing field there to work with. And she can look like an eminently sensible person by saying, now look, we're not trying to force feed anybody kale through their nostrils in a tube, but we do believe that sensible legume policy is important. And I can easily see that being part of the agreement. Now, this may not be, it may just be a nudge and a wink. It may be something that is conscious, but I would not be so quick to write off the savvy of Nancy Pelosi and her ability to use Ocasio-Cortez for her own purposes.
Scott and Nancy sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I. No, I don't think so, man. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I think what you say about Pelosi looking at the age of the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party leadership, I think all of that is valid, and I think that they've pinned their hopes on somebody like this to get young people excited about ideas that are so absurd that even young people can understand. That I kind of would like to take a trip to Europe someday on a jet. I'd rather do that than swim, I think. And so I think they're absolutely stuck. I think they're just absolutely stuck and pinned to it. I don't think they can get out of it. This is the reason I'm actually so encouraged by this. This is an indication, as we all know, when you're virtue signaling, it's kind of like, you know, Highlander. It's like there can only be one. There can only be one top victim. And what we've already seen is Bernie Sanders become obsolete. I mean, you've got two socialists, right? You've got the old cranky white guy who thinks we should only have one pair of underwear, and then you've got the young, attractive, mixed race, up and coming new socialists. So Bernie's essentially been flanked. And now, even though she's not eligible to run for the presidency, she is becoming the spokesperson for the Democratic Party. Because of her camera appeal and because of her high-level support, she has a microphone on her all the time. And the genius, the strength of this idea, the strength is that she doesn't seem to be willing to pretend to want something else. She seems to be willing to say what many Democrats are actually thinking. And if it turns out that this plan to have a Democrat who's actually speaking the truth about Democratic policies, it's over for them. Because Democrats want Republicans to shut up, and Republicans want Democrats to keep talking. That'll do it for this edition of Right Angle, brought to you by the paying members of BillWhittle.com, and to whom we are very, very grateful and very, very appreciative. And we'd love to have you be one of these people in the golden circle of light yourself. If you'd like to do that, you can go over to BillWhittle.com. And I wouldn't say it's salvation, but it's certainly, if you're one of those people who's ethically or morally kind of on the fence about getting into heaven, look, let me just say this. I'm not promising anything. That's all I'm saying.
But if you'll indulge him for
a moment. I'm not promising anything, but, you know, I mean, if you're one of those guys right on the fence, all I'm saying is, you know, $9.95 a month might make a big difference. Big difference. We'll see you next week on Right Angle.